Thousands of workers in the Tema metropolis converged on the forecourt of the Metropolitan Assembly this morning to join their counterparts in Accra for the organized labor demonstration. Participating unions include the Tema Oil Refinery Workers, the District Council of Labor, the Marine and Dock Workers, as well as the Petroleum and Chemical Workers. About 20 buses conveyed the aggrieved workers from Tema to the Obras Fort in Accra.
Such was the atmosphere as the protesters gathered momentum for the day's activity. Clad in red and black attire, with red bands on their wrist, they chanted songs that connoted their displeasure with conditions in the country. They carried placards with inscriptions such as, "High cost of gas oil is collapsing the fishing industry, reduce now," and "Mr. President, Ghanaian workers are suffering." The chairman of the Tema District Council of Labour, Wilson Agana, said the demonstration is not meant to make the government unpopular, but to draw its attention to the plight of workers. He taxed protesters to desist from activities that will mar the demonstration. Meanwhile, trading and business activities are moving on smoothly in the metropolis, in spite of the demonstration. As of 7 a.m., market women were busy displaying their wares, while some commercial drivers, especially the floating ones, were also going about their normal duties. However, the GPRT offices in the metropolis were closed, leaving commuters traveling to areas that only the GPRTU drivers ply stranded.
And that was a report by Yvette Eduefisa from Tema.
And I now have with me Doreen Ampofu, who joined the demonstrators in Accra, to tell us what exactly went on. Doreen, you joined the demonstrators in Accra. What actually happened? Can you tell us the atmosphere, if you could describe the atmosphere to us?
Well, Ibrahim, I really cannot describe the atmosphere because it was such a very loud, a very large crowd. I had not seen such a crowd in my life before, seriously. While I was at somewhere around Accra Poly, I could see the demonstrators far ahead of me around the Arts Center area. So you can imagine the numbers. And as you know, you moved from Obras Port to through Adabraka, you went through the TUC area, and then around the Arts Center, and then we all converged on the Black Star Square. Initially, the demonstrators were supposed to converge on the Accra Hearts of Oak Park, but because of the large numbers, they had to talk to the police, and then the police allowed them to converge on the Black Star Square. Now, among the points that the TUC gave in its petition is that the government takes immediate action to halt the depreciation of the cedi and the rising cost of living. Government also must also do immediately and then create measures to ensure that the railway sector is revamped and then the plight of workers addressed. The TUC General Secretary spoke over there, and then let's take a listen to him.
We call Your Excellency to lead us away from poverty to prosperity with the assurance that workers of Ghana will do our part to support your efforts. While acknowledging your efforts, Your Excellency, and that of your government, including conveying a national economic forum to address the declining economy, the working people of Ghana continue to face increasing economic and social hardship. The economic situation is deteriorating by the day. Significant number of Ghanaian households, has been compared by the prevailing economic hardship to cut both welfare and necessity consumption, while businesses and industry are suffocating. Times are really hard for working people and indeed majority of Ghanaians. We want to tell His Excellency that there is a limit to which working people and Ghanaians can endure. Your Excellency, you have a constitutional duty to implement urgent and appropriate measures to arrest economic decline and ameliorate the hardships and sufferings of majority of Ghanaians. Organized labor and the working people of Ghana therefore demand the following in that regard. 1. Immediate action to halt the depreciation of the cedi and the rising cost of living. 2. Immediate policy initiatives and measures to ensure the provision of requisite and critical infrastructure, including putting on stream the gas pipeline and efficiency in the production and distribution of electricity and water, and to assure citizens against price hikes in these essential services due to inefficiency, lack of infrastructure, and the headlong depreciation of the city.
Right, we heard that one. But let me ask you this. We are told that the picture you just painted, that you haven't seen such a crowd in your life, could not be true, because many people defied the order by the TUC to join the Red Lane ceremony in Accra. So which is which?
Well, Ibrahim, I cannot answer to the numbers that attended the Red Lane ceremony because I was not there to witness the number. However, I can describe the number I saw at the Black Star Square, the demonstrators, as a number that was quite high. Now, among the placards the demonstrators carried was that if the people don't get food to eat, they will eat the politician. Others read, "President Mahama, please do something before we all die." And then others also read, "Issues of GNPC must be transparent. Talk and process Jubilee Field oil. The sum that brought you can't still send you back." I also spoke to some of the demonstrators, and so let's take a listen to them.
"We're on the street because the living is too expensive and we cannot bear it. The cost is so high, and so we are demonstrating that the government can do something for us. If we have really come out, government thinks we may not come with this number, but I consider this number is very, very good."
"Tell us about the demonstration so far. Are you impressed about the turnout?"
"Oh, yes, I'm impressed. We expected more, but at least those who came, it's okay."
"And do you think this is going to have the leadership pass?"
"Well, if the government is a listening government, they will have to listen. But if they are intransigent, that's their own baby. But they should take it seriously. Otherwise, what will follow this will be worse than this.
And money lost at our Bank of Ghana. Where that money passed, ask your mama."
"Are you Ghanaian?"
"No, Nigerian."
"So why are you taking part in this demonstration?"
"Yes, because we believe in the unity of Africa. We have to come to Ghana to solidarize our comments here. Similar thing happened in Nigeria in 2012, and we fought similar increments of wealth. Where increment brings poverty. Where increment brings corruption. It brings suffering in the lives of the Ghanaians. We understand what it is in Nigeria, so we have to come to Ghana to join our comments, to join Ghanaians as one United Africa to fight for our rights."
You heard some demonstrators at the Black Star Square. Now, the Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Iddrisu, received the petition on behalf of government, and he said that, well, government has received the petition. He's going to table the petition to the right quarters and then see what government is going to do, and that government is going to make sure and put all the measures in place to address the issues that the TUC and then the workforce in Ghana have raised.
"As a country, we all will need to make some more sacrifices, government, labor, and the citizens alike, so as to enable government to recover the economy and initiate policies that will reinvigorate the economy to accommodate some of the legitimate demands and concerns of labor. Some specific issues will be addressed head on. For instance, the management of the pension fund. I intend to have a stakeholder meeting with the National Pension Regulatory Authority, organized labor and government, to review what can be done to assure pensioners that their money remains safe and intact. I have also noted with recognition that the placards they carried reflected and mirrored their legitimate concerns and aspirations. The economy will have to be reinvigorated through the pursuit of policies. You have to break an egg in order to eat an omelette. We will continue as government to pursue policies that recover the economy and that will make life easier, not harder, for organized labor and the citizens of Ghana alike. Beyond demonstration is dialogue. We want to sit down with organized labor and deal with their specific concerns as raised in their petition."
Right, Doreen, let's look at security. Did the police have really a lot of work on their hands controlling the crowd?
Well, I would not say they had so much work. Everything was well organized. The demonstrators were in place. When the police had to barricade, they did that. Where they had to let the demonstrators go, they did that. Where they had to stop people, they also did. Now, the only issue that happened was when the demonstrators did not want to converge on the Accra Hearts of Oak Park and then decided to go to the independent Black Star Square. Now, initially, the agreement was that they all converge on the Accra Hearts of Oak Park. But when they got to that area, the demonstrators went straight to the Black Star Square. So the police were a bit... They didn't get what was going on, so they had to go and ask the leaders what was happening, and then the leaders told them that due to the number, they could not all converge on the Accra Hearts of Oak Park, so they pleaded with the police to allow them to use the Black Star Square.
So generally, there weren't any infractions of the law?
Well, not that there was no infraction with regards to the law. So let's take a listen to the police PR, DSP Sifasata.
Organizers have been very cooperative. They have been very responsible. Police also have been very wonderful. You see, they made even some concessions along the way. A few areas or a few issues that were not part of the agreement. When there was some dissent on the part of demonstrators, police acquiesced. The police agreed and cooperated. Previously, the demonstrators were to congregate at Accra Hatufuk Park, but from the leadership, the place was too small for them. And when they put it across, the police took it in their stride and ensured that they made way for them here. So far, reports I've been receiving from my colleagues in the regions have indicated that they have been largely successful in the other regions also, and that at the time I received my last briefing, Cape Coast had come to an end, Tamale had ended, Western Region had ended, Upper West had ended. So largely we haven't recorded any incidents. Above 800 police officers were deployed for this exercise.
Well, Ibrahim, you heard the police PR DSP Sifasata, but I must also add that security was quite tight, especially for the media, when the TUC General Secretary and then the Minister were talking over there, because the police had barricaded the area. The media was not allowed to get any closer. I really had a very difficult time trying to get their voices. I had to beg so many times that they would not let me enter. So I had to beg some of my colleagues who had gotten the opportunity to go inside, and then I had to just give the recorder to them to pick the sound for me. So that's about it.
Yeah, but of course that's the work of a young media woman like you. So, and now moving on, the demonstration was held simultaneously in all the 9 regions. Our correspondents report that there were massive crowds. The demonstration lived up to East Berlin as the biggest anti-government gathering in recent times. Our central regional correspondent, Kofi Sechiama, reports that demonstration was peaceful.
This demonstration is being done simultaneously throughout all the regions in Ghana. And as you are aware, central region is also part of today's demonstration. We started from the Infantsleppen Junction, where the organized labor members marched through some of the principal streets in Cape Coast. Let me read some of the placards here. President, fix the economy for us. Motivate workers well for increased productivity at workplaces. Some of these things are, that is where people are carrying their placards. As you can hear from the background, there's drumming and dancing amidst the demonstration. Let me talk to some of the executives here. I have Mr. Samuel Dugan, who is the regional secretary, to tell us about this demonstration so far. How do you see this demonstration, sir?
I think it has never been successful. Coming up with some of the captives that was surrounding it. As you can see, the workers are here in their numbers. Let me pay emphasis that it is only workers in Cape Coast, not even Elmina, not even Southampton, only in Cape Coast. And from here, we will assemble at the Jubilee Park, and then the organized leaders will address the members. Thereafter, we shall go back to our various offices and continue the day's work over there.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, if you are not able to achieve what you demand from government, what will be the next line of action?
I think that we have our leaders in Accra. They are always in constant with the government. We will wait, patiently wait, and then hear from our leaders in Accra as the way forward.
Right. Mr. Samuel Dugan is the regional secretary of the TUC. I also have the regional secretary of NAT here, Mr. Champo. Mr. Champo, at the end of the day, what do you hope to achieve?
This is a clear signal to government that from today, workers will not sit down for them to mess up the economy first. But at the end of the day, if my purchasing power dwindles, it affects the totality of the Ghanaian people.
So are you impressed so far with the numbers that we are seeing here?
Well, I'm very satisfied, looking at the fact that we only called in our members within the Cape Coast metro area.
All right. I also have the chairman of the local union of GBC, Mr. Oferiniako. Mr. Oferiniako, we are all part of this demonstration. What can you tell us about this day?
It is long overdue, considering the fact that Ghanaian workers are suffering. If you happen to look at our take-home pay, it is nothing good to take us home. We are always suffering.
All right, so you heard some concerns from some of the executives here today. I must say that security has been very tight. There is heavy security presence, but so far the ambience is good. people have conducted themselves well. There's no casualty. People are demonstrating, and then everything is going on well. So from Cape Coast, I am Kofi Akiemasobi for Radio Ghana News.
We are now joined on the line by our Western Regional Correspondent, Stephen Agri. Stephen, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Can you give us an update about the demonstration in the Western region?
Well, today in the Western region, organized labor met or converged at the Jubilee Park, and then they marched through some principal streets of the Sekendi Takrade Metropolis to present their petition to the Eastern, to the Western Regional Minister, Paul Evans Edu. Well, there were heavy security present, so it was raining, but then the workers managed to present their petition to the minister. There's one thing that really happened at the forecourt of the Regional Coordinating Council, where some members of the organized labor were trying to enter into the minister's place, where the police officers were not allowed them to enter. So there was not even a place for them to stand. So there was the commanders who came around to solve the problem that was trying to pop up at the premises of the coordinating council.
Right, but nevertheless, I'm sure the demonstration was peaceful.
Yeah, very well. The demonstration was very peaceful. Even the regional minister was so happy that the demonstration in the Western region was so peaceful. Just because the people there were having a lot of agitation that demanding for a better condition of services.
Right, what about attendance? Hello, sir, can you hear me? What about attendance?
The attendance was quite encouraging. They were expecting a lot of members around 9 o'clock, but it wasn't all that encouraging. But then as the time moved, the people were trying to join the members while they were marching through to the regional administration to present the petition. But there were some of the placards that read, Mahama, wake up. This economy needs improvement. We are suffering. Mahama, away. So these are some of the...
Right, Stephen, we would want to thank you very much for that insight. That was our correspondent, Stephen Agri, from the Western region.
And now to the Eastern region where we are, joined by Christian Roy Pencil.
From the Eastern region, Christian Roy Pencil reports that hundreds of workers from the various unions and the organized labor as early as 6:30 a.m. joined in the protest. Workers converged on the grounds of the forecourt of the TUC building in Koforidua, where there was heavy police presence from the Eastern Regional Police Command, led by DCOP Akuriba Yagi. The police directed the demonstrators through their principal streets, rounding up at the Jackson Park. Workers carried placards with inscriptions like, "Why, Mahama? We are suffering, Mr. President. Ghana is bleeding profusely." At the Jackson Park, leadership of organized labor, in a statement read by the Acting Eastern Regional Secretary of TUC, Johnson Edmund Treme, said workers are demanding immediate action and effective measures to address the widespread perception of corruption in high places. He is asking the president to call for an investigation and bring such culprits to book, irrespective of their political affiliations. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Mavis Ama Frimpong, who received the petition on behalf of government, said government is aware of the current economic challenges and is working tirelessly to address them. She promised to forward the grievances to President Mahama while commending the protesters for conducting themselves in a civil manner.
In the Volta region, McLean Nogi reports that school pupils joined the demonstration and classes were disrupted.
Currently, we are around the Anglican Basic School where the demonstrators are. As we speak, there are about 500 people demonstrating currently. The police are here providing tight security. There are a lot of inscriptions still written on placards, some of which are middle-income countries, low-income workers, wipe off indiscipline and corruption in the system, high utility tariffs, poor utilities. And I can tell you for fact that the workers are clad in red. I have the regional secretary, Mr. Van La, with me, who is ready to share his thoughts on the demonstration so far. Mr. Van La, can you tell us how you've seen the demonstration so far. My brother, thank you very much. I want to tell you that this is a very massive demonstration we are organizing in the Volta region. That's great. Everybody is happy. And believe you me, there's no legalism. Everything is moving on well as planned. We are on course. And we are almost at the regional coordinating council. I saw you, this a very big demonstration they are having in the Volta regional capital. Oh.
You can hear the regional secretary of PUC telling us that everything is moving on as planned. On the same line of it, it seems the school people have joined the demonstration as they all move from their classroom to join the lines and move with the demonstrators. The Anglican school at Hove Rala Street, all the people are now joining the demonstration. All of them are crying that there's total hardship in the country. So as we speak, we are moving towards the Hove Municipal Hospital. And some few meters away from that, we'll get a regional coordinating council where a petition will be presented to the Volta regional minister, Madame Helen Aja. And in terms of security, I would say that security is very, very tight here. And the workers are composing themselves very well. And there's no incident so far as we started and are almost ending the demonstration.
We now go to the Ashanti region where we have our correspondent, Nicholas Osei. Nicholas, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Has the demonstrations ended?
Yes, it has, successfully.
Right. So, can you give us an update of the situation? Were there any breaches of the law?
It started at about 8 a.m. from the Ashanti Regional Center for National Culture located here in Kumasi, where a number of workers from both the public and private sectors joined the protest. And they were clad in red and white apparel, with some of them wearing armbands to signify the importance and the seriousness they attach to the street protest. They marched through some of the principal streets from Pampaso, very close to the KTL lorry terminal. Then they came through the Pempe de Fer Street and came back to the Harper Road before ending at the Ashanti Regional Coordinating Council, where they were met by the Deputy Ashanti Regional Minister, Mr. Joseph Yamin, who stood in for the Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Samuel Sapon, to take the petition of the demonstrators. In fact, the demonstrators, they marched amidst brass band music and carried placards with various communication messages, or messages to communicate the reason for the demonstration.
Right, Nicholas, but I'm sure everything went on successfully.
Oh, in fact, everything was very successful. It was peaceful. The police themselves were satisfied, as indicated by the Ashanti Regional Police Commander, DCOP Nathan Kofi Buati. He indicated that even though there were a few areas of disagreement over the choice of route, in fact, I must put on record that in the course of the protest, the demonstrators decided that they had to change the route because they would get to the final point, that is the Ashanti Regional Coordinating Council offices, ahead of the time they were expecting. So they needed to pass through the city center.
Right, Nicholas, that would be fine. But do you have any idea of the number of people who may have attended the demonstration?
In fact, I can't put a finger on the number of people who attended, but by and large, it was successful.
Right, we'd want to thank you very much. That was our correspondent, Nicholas Osei, from the Ashanti region.
And so, Bunangafu, where John Sam Arthur says the demonstrators got angry when they were prevented from meeting the regional minister.
Yeah, I'm in Sunyani, the Bunangafu regional capital, and specifically I'm at the post office area where the workers after marching through town have converged. Of course, a sizable crowd. You know, some between 500 and 1,000 workers, mostly clad in red, carrying placards with all kinds of inscriptions. Some of them, hey, Sikano Wehe, don't touch our pension, reduce petrol prices now. Mismanagement of the economy is the cause of the fall of the city. Mr. President, save our jobs, revamp railway. But basically, it's been peaceful so far. The marches were led by the regional secretary of the PUC, Mr. Joseph Akama, and then the regional commander, deputy regional commander of police, Commander Sapong, and the leadership are making their way to the RCC to present their petition. The petition was read to the workers here before, you know, the leadership left for the RCC, although the noise levels were very high, making it difficult to hear the whole presentation, I could pick up issues like the fact that the city is falling so rapidly can be put down to corruption and mismanagement of the economy. They also mentioned the need for the government to check corruption in the government and also reduce the size of government and feel the pain of workers and do something about the economic hardship that they are facing. So, as I speak now, the demonstrators are dispersing while the leadership, accompanied by a section of the police, are making their way to the regional coordinating council to present the petition. So basically, that's a snapshot of what has been happening here in Sunyani.
Mutala is a report from the northern region.
We are currently on the RCC road heading to the residency, that is the Regional Coordinating Council, where a petition will be presented to the regional minister for onward presentation to the President of the Republic of Ghana. What is happening here is that we have various groups of organized labor participating in this demonstration. We have members of UNICOF, we have CSWU, we have GABA, that is Ghana Hairdressers and Beauticians Association of Ghana. And so far, I must say, we've done about 85% of the march, that is the demonstration. We are just about entering the RCC and it's been very, very peaceful. There's been show of maturity so far. The security has been up to their task. And the demonstrators in general have been very, very, very cooperative with the security. There's been brass band and they've been singing patriotic sounds, including Arise Ghana Youth for Your Country, driving home the fact that this is a period where all Ghanaians must come on board to ensure that we lift Ghana out of the current economic situation. But I do have here with me the Regional Secretary of the Trade Union Congress, Alhaji Ahmed Idris. Alhaji, your impression so far?
Well, we are very impressed about the way our members have come out in their numbers. And so with this number of people who have come out, I hope the President will listen to our plight. So we are hoping that things, some of our grievances will be addressed immediately.
So before you even present the petition to the minister, can you please give us a gist of what is contained in that petition?
Well, some of them is concerned about our second tier pension and then the high prices of petroleum products, so the depreciation of the city and other things. So these are some of the issues we are presenting to the regional minister to be pointed to the president.
That was Alhaji Ahmed Idrisu, regional secretary of the Trade Union Congress, talking about the cost of living. And Tawale, you know, is one area, the northern region in general is one area where food comes from and moves down south. But over the past 3 months, I must say that the cost of food, agricultural products, including yam, onion, tomatoes, has been on the rise. Every week there's a price change.
And we go over to Isaac Asare in the Upper East Region.
The situation in the Upper East Region was not different from the other regions. Various labor unions in the Upper East Region today join other regions of the country to register their displeasure about the current economic hardship. Among the labor unions were members of the Health Services Workers Union, COSAC, KEU, GAU, NAGRAT, and the Taxi Drivers Association and other concerned. Protesters embarked on a route march through the principal streets of Bogatanga, beginning from the Ramsey Park, where they converged. With high security presence, most of the demonstrators were cited with placards, some of which had inscriptions that read, "Cost of living too high to bear, Mr. President, sit up, corruption all over, better Ghana in crisis, we are suffering, JM, increase our pay, NJM, take your better Ghana and give us our better Ghana." The protesters marched through the principal streets of Bogatanga. They went through the streets in the Agricultural Development Bank, then through to the regional, the municipal police command. Then from there, they marched through the other routes to join the route that joined the regional coordinating council road. That's where they presented the petition. So the petition was read to the deputy regional minister, Mr. Daniel Sain.
We call on your excellency to lead us away from poverty to prosperity with the assurance that workers of Ghana will do our best, will do our part to support your efforts. While acknowledging your efforts, your excellency, and that of your government, including conveying a national economic Economic Forum to address the declining economy, the working people of Ghana continue to face increasing economic and social hardship.
Listening to the protesters, their concerns, and giving his responses, and assure the people that the government is going to take pragmatic steps to ensure that their concerns are addressed. He also assured the people that the petition presented to him will be presented to the appropriate quarter for the necessary action to be taken. Today's demonstration was nearly barred by the early morning rains, and today being a market day, most of the market women were not able to come out in their numbers to join the protesters. But in all, it was peaceful because there was high security present.
And finally, to the Upper West region, where we join correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab.
The demonstration by organized labor started around 8 o'clock from the regional offices of the TUC. Clad in red attire with red armbands, the demonstrators moved to Barclays Bank Junction, the police station runabout, T-Junction traffic lights, to the hospital junction. They held placards with inscriptions such as, "Pay us our increment credit arrears," "Halt the depreciation of the city now," and "Revamp the rail sector," among others. There was heavy police presence to ensure smooth demonstration as well as free flow of traffic. They finally converged on the forecourt of the Regional Coordinating Council and presented a resolution to the President through the Deputy Regional Minister. The Regional Secretary of TUC, Godfrey Alasa, presented a resolution on behalf of organized labor, which comprises members of TUC, NAGRAT, CLOSAC, NAT, ICU and GRNA.
After having demonstrated through the principal streets of Wa, the regional capital, to express our indignation of the current economic situation in the country, do hereby demand of the government to do the following as a matter of urgency. 1. Immediate policy initiatives and measures to ensure requisite infrastructure. 2. Immediate downward review of prices of petroleum products.
Receiving the resolution on behalf of the President, Deputy Regional Minister Dr. Mohamed Alfa commended the demonstrators for comporting themselves in exercising their democratic rights. He said government will continue to take measures to address the challenges confronting the nation. He, however, said the economic condition prevailing in the country is not caused by only internal forces, but external factors as well.
We want to know that our two main commodities that bring us foreign exchange for us to carry on our national development are cocoa and gold. And it is important for you to know that for some time now, there has been a slump in the prices of these commodities. This has also affected our ability to do some of the things that we used to do. I would like to say that we need your cooperation. Without your cooperation, nothing can go on. We have listened to you, we have heard your grievances, but we will appeal to you to cooperate with government for further development of the country.
Dr. Alfa appealed to the workers to go back to work after the demonstration.
Swala Abdul Wahab reporting from the Upper West region.